We begin today the fourth week, pleasure and sensuality. One of the greatest qualities of the feminine, for which we have been severely persecuted for 2,000 years, is our sensuality or sexuality. We are life generators. In other words, we are profoundly connected with the forces of life, and life comes from a sexual act. We are like the image of the earth, fertile, abundant, welcoming, engaging. However, this generated fear, especially in cultures that needed to highlight values linked to death, conquest, war, dominance, appropriation and destruction of nature, abuse. In so many words, our culture, which has been wired this way since Greek and Roman times. Thus, women started being harassed for their sensuality, called manipulators, seductress, instruments of evil, and blamed for making men fall into temptation. And because of such, Western women were covered from head to toe, not only during the day, but also at night, where it was demanded they wear clothes, long pajamas, meant to cover her indecency. The body, sacred, given to us by God together with sexuality, was deemed dirty. And since childhood, our sensual organs related to sin. Women were seen as men's property, and therefore they ought to always be supervised by a man, whether her father, brothers, or husband. On the other hand, in the last decades, a woman's body has been made into an object, while sexuality was super stimulated for the sale of products, magazines, cars, alcoholic beverages. Everything is sold with a woman's body. And she receives a double message. On one side, expose yourself, be sexy, be the most attractive. Even an orgasm became a demand, a competition for the one who has the best, as well as the size of the breasts, the buttocks, and so on. On the other hand, be unassuming and reserved. Your body is profane, your sexuality vulgar. How can we find the truest and most natural path of our sensuality? This is what we can do. Disentangle our sensuality and rediscover it as the power of life, as a refined, intense source of pleasure, rather than a source of pain and competition. Rediscover a truly feminine sensuality which empowers rather than weakens us, a sensuality that doesn't depend on a partner nor on anything extraordinary, but that is always there, present, nourishing us, a sensuality that can very much enrich a man. For without this feminine counterpart, a man usually has access to a more mechanical, superficial, and oftentimes pornographic sexuality.